We welcome the efforts of the Working Group on Discrimination Against Women and Girls. We'd like to draw your esteemed Council's attention to the widespread violations against women, which require efforts to establish legislative frameworks and develop national protection policies, calling for attention to be focused on economic violence against women, for international mechanisms concerned with the elimination of all forms of economic violence against women to be activated, and for a comprehensive and specific definition of economic violence against women to be found and adopted by the United Nations. Mr. President, we underscore the importance of strengthening countries' efforts and initiatives related to promoting respect for women's rights and developing national policies and strategies on women's empowerment. In particular, what the United Arab Emirates has done as part of its commitment to protecting and promoting women's rights, publishing the National Policy for Women's Empowerment 2023-2031. Launched by the President of the General Women's Union, which has helped to improve the status of women in all vital sectors of the country, guaranteeing their rights and protecting them from violence. Thank you, Mr. President.
I thank you. I now give the floor to World Muslim Congress.
United Nations resolutions have long affirmed the right to self-determination.